Good morning again, my friend. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. As the Lord is leading, this probably will be the last teaching of the institutionalization of the church. And then next week, I would like to take on one of the two most controversial, deeply dividing issues in the church today, and that is the baptism with the Holy Spirit. For the record, the other controversial and deeply dividing issue in the church is women in the pulpit or women in leadership positions in the church. But for this week, we will finish up the institutionalization of the church. And make no mistake, my friend, most churches, especially in America, are nothing more than that, an institution that provides a service and takes up money. There is no life of God in them that is present to touch the heart of the people so that there will be a true change in their lives. Same old sermons, same old routine, same old activities for the people. Same, if the Holy Spirit would ever want to move, well, He is not on the church Sunday bulletin. Just no time. Three fast songs and a slow one. Take up the offering. Cannot forget about the offering, my friend. A 15-minute or so good moral sermon, maybe. God forbid there would be a message from God, but then off to your favorite restaurant for a Sunday brunch. Sad, so sad. But that is the picture of most churches today, even in Sneed's Ferry. My friend, this is not what God is looking for. Oh, no. God is looking for a group of people who love Him enough to spend some time with Him, who is concerned with the preaching of the Word, the teaching and preaching of the Word of God, who are willing to lay their lives down in obedience to the message from God, not some internet copy and paste sermon. That's right. Amen? Okay, last week we ended up talking about the day the church was born, not started. That's an important point. The day the church became what Jesus promised the disciples all the days of His earthly ministry. Jesus told the disciples, the Holy Spirit is with them now. But when He, Jesus, goes away, the Comforter would come, and then He, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will be in them. And on that day, as the disciples were born again or birthed from above, so too the church was born, not started. We see that event in Acts 2, and like most good Christians, though, the disciples felt like they had to go do some things. Yet they kept going to the temple and continued in their Jewish traditional worship. And of course, this meant Jew only was able to come to salvation with minor exceptions. You know, my friend, even Jesus said that He was sent to the lost house of Israel. We can see that in Matthew 15 and 24. Jew only. Did you know, my friend, that Jesus only ministered to two Gentiles as recorded in the Bible? The first was the Roman centurion in Matthew 8, 5 through 13. And the other one was a Samaritan lady, Samaritan being half Jew, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, Mark 7, 24 through 30. Jesus' entire earthly ministry, He only ministered to two Gentiles as recorded in the Bible. For all intention and completion, you know, of the Scripture, you could safely categorize the four Gospels and the beginning of the book of Acts before up to chapter 9 as an extension of the Old Testament, Jew only. Not till Stephen was stoned and Paul makes the appearance in Scripture do we see a change. The Gentiles are now welcome. A change in the spirit of the Scriptures, and the church is called now the body of Christ. You know, only Paul was the only disciple to use that term, the body of Christ. But it was from this new birth, based on the fact that the disciples had received from above the very life of Christ within, that the church moved forward. Over the course of time, doctrines and teachings emerged from this new birth as a necessary instruction as to what it all meant. Furthermore, there were likely various forms and practices that were shaped, ways to worship and ways to meet and how to meet. But all of these things emerged from Christ. They emerged as practical outworking of the life, but they were not, repeat, not the life. The life was the life of Christ in them. Can we see what happened? I hope so. Over the course of time, the teaching, the doctrines, the form, and the hows and the whats were kept, but the life was lost. It was lost through unbelief. It was lost through compromise. At any rate, it was lost. And what emerged from this was a church that was barely a hollow shell of what God wanted. In a few hundred years, this hollow shell, now corrupt, even in its teaching about Christ, gained power, and it came to rule the world for a millennium. God, of course, though, my friend, was not defeated. He was quietly building the body, the church within the church, the real church of Christ. But for the most part, no one could see it. Now listen with your heart and your spirit, my friend. The body of Christ has nothing to do with the church that is in the public eye. Let me say that again. The body of Christ has nothing to do with the church that is in the public eye. Those who had Christ in them were the peasants, the farmers, and the people whose names that we will never, ever know in this age. You know, my friends, God's superstars' names are not up in lights today. The body of Christ consists of those who have been in Christ over the last 2,000 plus years. And the organization and the building and the leadership and the education all have nothing to do with the body of Christ. It did not then, and it does not now. You know, as strange as it may seem, there's a spiritual principle moving here. So here is the principle. The longer man handles the things of God and takes the focus off of Christ, the less of God will be moving in it. We can see that with the disciples. Jesus told the disciples to go, ye therefore, and teach all nations. Matthew 28:19. Jesus told them to go make disciples. Did they? No. They stayed in and around Jerusalem. And if they went anywhere to share the message that were given by Jesus, it was to Jewish groups living in and around Jerusalem. Now, wait a minute. And Brother Peter did go to a Gentile town to see Brother Cornelius, but there God showed Peter his Jewish dead religion was not the message he wanted shared around the world. Brother Peter and the rest of the disciples, and they also gave Brother Paul a hard time. When Peter met with Paul in Antioch, Galatians 2:11-21, Paul withstood Peter to the face and told him the reason. The reason was the disciples were mixing grace with keeping the Jewish requirements of the law. Does that sound familiar today? Today there are Christians that keep the Jewish feast and the Jewish days and the Jewish rituals while saying they are saved by grace. Not so, my friend. They are just like Peter, mixing the truth with a lie. And the end result is always, always a lie. The longer man handles the things of God, the less God is moving in them. In the 90s, there was a move of God called the Toronto Blessing. But the longer the meetings went, the stranger and stranger things got. Near the end of the meetings, people were being led in to the church on a dog leash while on all fours because one of the manifestations of the Spirit, I was told, was barking. From what I was told, personally, by some godly men, at first there was a great move of God, healing, salvation, uncontrollable laughter, but it all melted down to flesh exalting itself. As I believe Peter and all of the other disciples knew the truth, after all, they walked with Jesus, they touched the miracles, they saw the people, but the more organized they got, and the more institutionalization they got and they became, the life of Christ was severed there. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. The church is not about where you meet. And the church is not about what you do when you meet. No, no. But we can have long praise and worship services and have people seem to work signs and wonders, but whether these be true or not things of God is another matter to consider. But what does matter, my friend, let me say this again, what does matter is that the church is Christ and His people. Let me say that again. The church is Christ and His people. Colossians 1:27, Christ in us, hope of glory. And until we get back to that point, Christ in us, there is going to be nothing more than a hollow shell in the church. Amen. Next week we will be again looking at the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Please tune in next week, because I know that you will enjoy the entire teaching. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping and praying that this word, this teaching, has changed your life. It has changed the way that you saw things. It has changed you more into the form and the conditions of Jesus Christ, as Paul said that we would have Christ formed in us. Amen. God bless, and I will talk to you guys next Sunday. Amen.